I've been now with the in the public health department in LA County now for 8 years, and it's very refreshing to start to hear more often these days at these conferences the words marketing and branding. My impression when I first started in public health was that a lot of us operated under the impression that if you build it, they will come. And to some extent that might be true, but I think if you build it and you tell them about it, more of them will come. We really worked hard to develop a social marketing campaign that would resonate with our target, not just in terms of the look and feel, but the imagery we used and the type of attributes that the brand of that social marketing campaign would project to the target. And I'll just spend just one extra minute briefly talking a little bit about branding. It's a very large topic, how many of you have seen a perfume commercial on television? Okay, so I love those because it's not just somebody holding up a bottle saying, you know, spray this on, you'll smell good. It's people running around on the beach with, you know, silk blankets fluttering around, and these women and men and really hot bodies, you know, semi-nude. And it just sort of leaves you with the impression of like, wow, if I spray that on, I'm going to have that experience. I haven't had that experience, by the way, but I keep dousing it on anyways. So that's really how branding works. It sort of projects the imagery that you're trying to sell for your product. And we try to do the same thing here. So what I hope to do in the next few minutes is to show how important marketing is in driving your consumer to your product, and in this case, it was the home test kit. This is a brief overview of my presentation. I'll be showing two types of data. One is a baseline and post-measure survey data that we collected to assess the role of marketing, and then I'll look at some process measures from our website and our kit orders. And look at that by the presence of our social marketing campaign. Just very briefly, this is the methodology of our survey. We used intercept interviews. At baseline, we collected 301 in 2007, and at endline, we collected nearly 600 in 2009. We collected it from the areas that we targeted for our social marketing campaign and the home test kit. Metro and South in Los Angeles. Those are the areas that you saw a lot of morbidity in the earlier map shown by Dr. Kern and Harlan Roblet. We interviewed African American and Latina women in Spanish and English, and the interview lasted approximately 15 minutes. We gave them a $5 incentive. About the only big difference here is the sample size. We boosted the sample size in the end line measure because we were so concerned that we would not have enough brand awareness to do a sufficient or powerful enough analysis at the back end. But as it turns out, we actually did, so we were worried for no reason. But you can see another difference is our refusal rate. Actually, that's flipped around. Oh, that's correct. Our refusal rate was much higher at baseline, 43% versus 17% at the end line. We collected the baseline measure before we launched the campaign back in 2007 in its original inception. You can see that the refusal rate changed, and we think that that might be due to the economic downturn. $5 became more important in 2009. Just very briefly, looking at the baseline and endline samples, demographically they're very comparable. Geographically as well. We did boost the sample size a little bit in SPA 6, or the south region of LA County. And another major difference that we see is that slightly less, 10% less, indicated having children in the post measure. But we'll control for that in the multivariate I'll show in a bit. This is the first and most important measure of assessing the impact of a marketing campaign. We basically asked them the question, I want to read this one verbatim, it's very important. Can you recall any ads or public events during the past year that provided information about sexually transmitted diseases? And then we just basically let them name different campaigns or ads they had seen and describe them as well as they could. And this is what we got. If you look at the orange bars, that's a spontaneous mention of different campaigns or different categories or references. And as you can see, 3% of our endline sample spontaneously mentioned the I Know or DontThinkNo.org, the social marketing campaign. It's not bad when we look at the comparison with another 3% with a Gardasil reference, cervical cancer, or HPV. We were not able to compete very well with BET's Wrap It Up or Black Entertainment Television's Wrap It Up. They've been running a campaign for several years, and of course, they have the audience in their cable network. Incidentally, we also advertised on BET. Then when we show them campaign concepts, an additional 60% recognize the campaign. So our total awareness for our campaign and our target is 63%. And once we have that, we can take the data and look at those that were aware of the campaign versus those that weren't aware of the campaign and look at that in terms of knowledge gains, testing behavior, and I'm going to do that now. Very briefly, the majority of exposure to our campaign came from our bus advertising, both interior and exterior, our television ads and billboards, and of course we got some mentions for magazine posters. We didn't do any radio where we got 2% mention, but it might have been news reports or interviews. Okay, the first thing I want to show you is looking at a comparison of our baseline measure with our endline measure. As you can see, overall, there's a greater percentage of those who had heard of chlamydia at endline. But when we take the endline and divide that against those that were exposed to the campaign or aware of the campaign versus those that weren't aware, you can see there's some important statistical differences with the baseline measure and also within the endline measure. Those that were exposed to the campaign were more likely to have heard of chlamydia, but overall also more likely to have heard of it compared to baseline measure. And we see similar results for gonorrhea. This is a bivariate of those that were exposed to the campaign compared to those that were not or unaware. And as you can see, those that are exposed to the campaign are more likely to have tested in the last 6 months for CT and GC. But then we entered this into a multivariate logistic regression model so that we could control for a whole host of other potential explanations or cofactors. And this is my multivariate model. And as you can see, even after controlling for language, age, the relationship, whether or not they're in a relationship, whether or not they have children, their ethnic background, whether or not they have medical insurance, previous STD diagnosis, the number of partners and level of education, campaign awareness remains a significant predictor of having tested for CT or GC in the last 6 months. Clearly, there are other important predictors. We expected these to be there. For example, those that have one or multiple partners are much more likely to have tested for CT or GC in the last 6 months, but we feel that the campaign might work synergistically with factors that already exist out in the real world for this population. And all the factors that were entered into this multivariate had to be univariately significant. That was my criteria for including them in the model. So let's look at some process measures. Before I go into that, just briefly, I want to show you an overview of our media buys for the campaign in its third and final inception, where we emphasize the home test kit. Pretty much in the second week of June, the campaign began with larger media buys and cable television. This is targeted cable television. It's very cost effective because, or affordable, I should say. I don't want to get in trouble with Tom, because you can show ads in certain regions of LA where they're most needed. And during that ad space, where somebody in, let's say, Hollywood is looking at a commercial for a local eatery, somebody in South LA is looking at your commercial. So it's a way of sharing the ad space. It's called targeted cable advertising. We advertise in Comedy Central, MTV, E, BET, FX, and Galavision for Spanish target. We used outdoor advertising, of course, the outside buskings, interior bus carts, 8 sheets in downtown LA. We used cinema advertising, the ads that you see before the movie starts, and we basically played the 30-second spots that Dr. Kern showed earlier, and some guerrilla marketing, and then, of course, online marketing, banner ads. They basically ran, the full campaign basically ran for 12 weeks all the way through August, but then we had some runoff on outside buskings through October and interior bus carts all the way through December. And you'll see how that affects the data. So here's a quick snapshot of website visits to don'tthinkno.org from prior to June 8th, about 5 weeks prior to June 8th, prior to the launch, and all the way through February. And as you can see, when we started the campaign, when we developed the kit and launched the kit, we had a huge PR event, press release. We had the supervisor of the 3rd District basically holding up the kit in front of cameras and urging young women to go online and order the kit and get tested. We had a lot of interviews. We did a lot of Spanish media as well. And boom, our website visits shot up. And throughout our campaign, we sustained an average weekly website visit of 1,100 visits per week. In this timeline that I have here, that accounts for 58% of our total visits. When our campaign ended in the 12th week, you can see that our visits dropped down. But we kind of go on inertia, and I'll show a little bit more about that in a little bit. And our average visits are roughly at 400 per week. Our total visits during this time period were 23,897. Okay, what about home test kit orders? We see a similar pattern. PR, our home test kit orders shoot up. This accounts for 71% of our total orders. I'm working off the same data that Harlan Robblatt showed earlier. As you can see, our weekly average weekly orders was 153 during the campaign, and then we start to see a drop in a sustained average weekly order of 30 per week. Okay. Right at about this time, week 15 in September, we started collecting a measure online of how they had heard about the website. I wish you had done it sooner, but there was so much going on, it sort of came in late into the game. But now I'd like to show you some of that data. So as it turns out, if you recall, we had the extra runoff on bus ads, and as you can see, that's what we got. That as a primary mention in terms of how they had heard of the website. This is among users who came to the website, followed by online ads. And then, of course, we had some word of mouth, family or friends, bus ads outside. And, of course, you see the effects of the magazine article in Mary Claire. 5% of the folks mentioned they had seen that. Some folks got to our site by just browsing or using Google. Some of them saw posters. Some of them had heard an in-class presentation. And we have been working closely with Los Angeles Unified School District to get the materials out to health educators and the POM cards to disseminate the information to kids. And we still had some mentions for TV commercial and other mediums. Oops. Okay, so just some quick conclusions. And we were really amazed by this, that a majority of our sample had recognized or recalled the campaign, 63%. We know that our target has a very complicated media consumption habit. They consume television, radio, they're on iPods, they're simultaneous consumers of the online videos and television. So we were very happy to get 63% and have some penetration into the market. Overall, the exposure of the campaign was a significant predictor of CT and GC testing. And also, we saw an increase in awareness for CT and GC from baseline to endline, especially among those who were exposed to the social marketing campaign. Average weekly home test kit orders were 5 times higher during the campaign. And the majority of the awareness for the home test kit among users came from exposure to media sites that were still in play, like the bus ads. So we know that the media has an important role in driving consumers to our website and helping us get to a critical mass, if you will. That's it. Limitations of the survey, convenient sample, non-experimental design, blah, 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 you all know this. And that's me. If you have any questions, don't feel free to contact me. It's very difficult. We have tried, and in fact, there is a Hollywood Health and Society, a group that works there in Norman Lear Center and Annenberg School for Communication that does this on a regular basis, but the way it works is they usually wait for a TV writer, producer to come to them with a question, and then they give them the expertise or connect them to the expertise. It's very hard to get into that, break into the Hollywood scene and get our message out there, but we're always ready.
Okay, maybe one more question. This may be actually a question for Tom, but just to put things in perspective, during this time frame, how much testing was done in these jurisdictions and how many positives, what is sort of the added to the value of the campaign?
We can look at that. We haven't looked at that, but we would know where to look. We have public STD clinics, but I don't believe the rates have changed, but we actually haven't done that.
Actually, we can analyze that more sophisticatedly. It's just, I hadn't gotten to it, but we know, for example, we can attribute which orders came through our online ads because there's a way of electronically tracking that, and then we can look at that in terms of positivity. So for at least for our online ads and some of the other mediums, we can pinpoint exactly how they got to the website and whether or not that turned out to be a positive. So I don't have that data ready yet, but that's going to happen soon.
Okay,
getting free ad space on television, usually you end up, you know, somewhere at 2 or 3 in the morning. So we knew that there's some hints that we are getting some free spots because we're still getting mentions, even though we're no longer paying for TV ads. But we wanted to make sure that we were in the right day parts, in the day, in the evening, when the target was behind the television. So we decided to opt for that instead.
Okay. Thank you. So